Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The Senate Select Subcommittee on Federal Impacts on Minnesotans and Economic Stability is hosting its first hearing today in St. Paul. Members will hear from counties, experts, and SNAP recipients on how changes to the program will affect Minnesotans. Republican Congressman Brad Finstad says Senate Democrats shut down the federal government by rejecting the House-passed continuing resolution. Senator Amy Klobuchar made one last push on the Senate floor to restore cuts to Medicaid and health insurance tax credits. Trump has made his position clear.
He would rather shut down the government than work with congressional Democrats to address this skyrocketing healthcare cost crisis.
Monthly health insurance premiums are expected to increase significantly when the Affordable Care Act tax credits expire at the end of this year. Governor Tim Walz is proposing a special session on gun violence to begin this coming Monday. He hasn't officially called it yet. Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith wants the special session to include the full legislative process with committees, not just votes on the floor.
In the House specifically, we are tied, and so anything that goes through both the committee process or that gets passed on off the House floor will need to be bipartisan.
DFL House Leader Zach Stephenson says he's frustrated by Republicans' counterproposal.
I hear on the one hand that we need to have an open process where all legislators can be involved, and in the very same press conference I heard Leader Niska say that there wasn't a single Republican vote for an assault weapons ban and that he wasn't even going to bring it to the floor.
Both the DFL and Republicans say they're willing to talk about making our schools safer and increasing mental health services. A ban on assault rifles is still the main sticking point. A new report from Protect Minnesota and the Violence Policy Center offers a new look at gun violence in the state after analyzing 6 years of data. The numbers are from 2018 through 2023, and the study shows that while Minnesota has the lowest overall firearm death rate among Great Lakes states, gun violence continues to devastate communities, including Black Minnesotans and those living in rural communities. Governor Tim Walz has proclaimed October as Cybersecurity Month. This aligns with the national observance to highlight the importance of cybersecurity education and awareness for all Minnesotans. During the month, state IT services will share cybersecurity tips on social media to help Minnesotans spot scams and better protect their personal information, and launch an internal campaign to educate state employees on best practices for cybersecurity. The Minnesota Wild skated past the Winnipeg Jets 3-2 in preseason play Tuesday night at Grand Casino Arena. Kirill Kaprizov, Matt Boldy, and Marcus Foligno scored for Minnesota. The Wild wrap up the exhibition schedule Friday at the Chicago Blackhawks. They open the regular season next Thursday in St. Louis. The University of Minnesota men's hockey team is ranked number 7 in the new USA Hockey The Rink poll. The Golden Gophers were 8th in last week's U.S. College Hockey Online poll. Minnesota lost to UMass in the NCAA regional last spring in Fargo. This year's Gophers open the 2025-26 season Friday night at home against Michigan Tech. This is MNN.